This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
All right, back on the Jeff Calkins Show. Let's do this Chris Henry deal. Chris Henry joins me now. Chris, what are we listening to?
That is a letter from an occupant by the 90s indie rock, still existing, but indie rock band, The New Pornographers, for a mailbag day for me.
Yeah, mailbag over at the Daily Memphian. I gather it's a three-parter, so we'll be talking about it for a good long while here. Get to that in just a moment. First of all, Bianca over at the Daily Memphian in the early word reminded me that it's National Chili Dog Day. Do you like a chili dog, Chris?
I went all the way out on hot dogs, and now I've sort of tiptoed back in, but I'm pretty picky on that subject. Like, I don't want the store-bought hot dog. Like, that's the one thing where, like, give me some artisanal farmer's market stuff. I don't really trust the mystery meat, the grocery store mass-produced hot dogs anymore. But if you get me, like, a home place pasture's hot dog from, like, the farmer's market or Buster's Butchers there in Memphis, then, like, I put it on the grill and, like, just about burn it, then I'm ready for it.
But it literally is, it's for the, oh, my God, what's in a hot dog? If that's the reason that you went all the way out?
Well, there's that. There's that knowledge. But then there is a taste difference, right? Like, your mass-produced hot dog from the grocery store does not taste the same as the home place pasture's hot dog. Like, you can taste the chemicals and you don't want to speculate what you're putting in your body if you buy one of those things, you know?
Yeah.
I've read Upton Sinclair's The Jungle, and so that comes most to mind if I'm eating a grocery store hot dog.
Okay, then in either circumstance, if you're getting a very high quality farmer's market hot dog, you're not putting chili on that. You don't eat a chili dog then. My view is, in theory, they sound great,
I
mess.
I like the idea of a chili dog with some melted, you know, maybe not cheddar or whatever, but melted yellow cheese and a good zesty chili. I like the idea of, I used to love chili dogs. I like the idea of chili dogs. But if I'm actually eating a hot dog, more than likely I'm eating like one of those like artisanal hot dogs. I'm grilling it to the point of a good crunchy char.
Uh-huh.
So it even tastes less like a hot dog. And I'm either putting some
mustard,
putting probably some kind of brown. I don't like yellow mustard that much, but like some kind of brown mustard, stone ground, or some kind of brown mustard, or I maybe even put some kind of hot sauce or like hot barbecue sauce, not regular barbecue sauce, but something that's got some spice to it.
All right, that all makes sense to me.
The best Memphis quote unquote hot dog is at Payne's Barbecue. Get the smoked sausage at Payne's Barbecue, which is very not good for you. It's a smoked sausage that they dip in the deep fryer, so that gives it the crunch.
Oh.
And then you get that with their hot barbecue sauce and their slaw, which is basically like a mustardy relish. That is the essential Memphis
hot dog. That's the essential Memphis hot dog. Okay. You've done a mailbag, and your first question, and I guess we'll get into this, is about the lease. I'll be honest, I haven't even written about the lease. Sam Hardiman has written about the lease recently. There was a lot of alarm when Sam wrote recently, that the mayor
had half a dozen questions. I've got, for two or three years now, I've gotten like half a dozen questions every time I do a mailbag of people wanting me to write about the lease. And I always say, no, always just don't do it. And I felt like at this point, it reached the point where I'm sort of being dishonest with the reader to ignore the question, you know?
I feel like I'm dishonest with the reader as well by ignoring it. But what's interesting is that there is this, like the Grizzlies don't talk about it, right? They don't. And normally right. you would, they don't even say we're optimistic. You know, they say nothing, nothing.
That's right.
And their theory is, I believe, I think, I'm speculating because they say nothing, is that, listen, the quieter the better. Let's not stir up whatever. And so, and I
think that's probably true, but I don't work for the Grizzlies.
No, I know.
My fidelity is with the Daily Memphian subscriber. You know?
I agree completely. My only twist on that is that I do want good things for Memphis. And so I do, you know, I don't believe that me writing about the lease is going to make them more inclined to leave, but there's sort of this, well, we'll just be quiet about it and that way it'll work out. And so I'm sort of, anyway, you've written about it today because you got lots of more questions about it. And we had Sam's report last week because Sam had talked to the mayor, and the mayor in the spring had said, we're going to hopefully get this done by summer. And then it's summer. And the mayor said, yeah, no, we're not going to get it done by summer. So I'll ask the open-ended question. What are your thoughts?
I mean, as best as I can tell, they are working towards a resolution. The only resolution the Grizzlies seem to be interested in, as near as I can tell, and to your point, there's very much a hard limit on what we know for certain from the Grizzlies' front, but there's never been any indication they're interested in anything but getting a good deal in Memphis. What's key here, and this is Sam Hardiman has reported on this to a degree, so we have reporting on this. This is not just they're negotiating to get a big pile of money for their building, which is what a lot of these things are around the country. That's not all that's happening here. If that's all that was happening here, I don't know. My speculation is that maybe it might be done, right? I think there's willingness from state and local and state officials to give them a big pile of money for their building. The Grizzlies seem to be pursuing something broader than that, that they think will help improve the neighborhood around the building, that will make it safer and more interesting and more inviting, and as a result, more lucrative, which is their ultimate interest. The fact that they are pursuing something more than give us a lot of money for the building makes it more complicated, and that is probably why it's taking so long. And so, but my sense is that everyone is working towards the resolution of getting a long-term lease in Memphis that will not only renovate the FedEx Forum by the tune of hundreds of millions of dollars, but will also improve the neighborhood around the Forum. It seems to me, as far as I can tell, everyone is working towards that goal. And my assumption is that they will ultimately reach that goal. But it's not done until it's done.
Yeah, I think that's right. I agree with almost all that. First of all, I want to say that the big pile of money that they're asking for, it is a big pile of public money. You know, yep. But it's not as big as a lot of the big pot. Like the Oklahoma City is getting a whole brand new stadium. I think I just saw that San Antonio now is going to get a whole brand new stadium. Like, so and that's one thing I would say. That's another thing I would say, which I've said before, is if they really wanted out, they could have left long ago. There literally was a termination clause triggered in the lease a few years ago, and they just rewrote the lease because they weren't interested in leaving. So the thing that's complicated is, you're exactly right, it's not just that they want to build a big pile of money, because it may be a smaller pile of money than most places, but it's there. The money is there. So there's something else.
The people they're negotiating with are willing to give them a big pile of money.
Yeah.
Like this has been established.
So therefore, and what's interesting about it is, so what's the big deal? And I'm not certain if it is, they want something else, meaning control over their neighborhood, like something, other parts of the deal, which is one way.
The details are uncertain.
Or if it's that they want to see that Memphis improves, which is different than they want control over Beale Street or whatever else. It's we want to see not a crime-free Memphis, but a safer Memphis, which is an incredibly amorphous thing to be waiting on to sign a lease.
To your point, to get into the specifics of sort of what I wrote, to the degree I remember, I've been busy this morning. I've even tweeted it out or whatever. Right. I'll do that when I'm off the air. When I first wrote, I wrote the word enhancement, and then I took a look at it and I changed it to the word improvement, because enhancement sounds like some physical thing you're building. And I don't know what their specific, need or wish or want is. to your point, I don't know how much of it is infrastructure related, how much of it is further development related. And I thought your conversation with Sam yesterday about the AutoZone Park and how that may have some relation. I mean, it's like two blocks away from FedEx Forum, maybe interconnected. Or to what degree it's like literally just seeing improvement, right? Or doing things that foster improvement that's not a physical thing. It's a, like, you know, your crime stats are better or your whatever stats are better. I don't know what it is. I'm not privy to the negotiations. I know from Sam's reporting and to some degree independently, but I'm, you know, if not for Sam's reporting, I wouldn't have gone down this road. I know that the Grizzlies are looking beyond just, you know, putting money into the building itself.
Yeah, and it may not even be so much negotiate. I'm sure negotiations are continuing because there's still, even if they get a point where they're happy with the progress of downtown, there are still, I'm certain, things that they have to iron out. How long will the lease be? What will the outs in the lease be? What, like, there are a million things that have to be ironed out. So I'm sure the negotiating is going on, but it may just be waiting to see what the trajectory of Memphis is, quote unquote, progress.
Yeah, I don't know.
You know?
So, I don't know. I know, again, that's why I changed it from enhancement to improvement, but I don't know the answer to that. We can speculate on that. There's a lot of, as much as I wrote on this question, there's a lot of stuff I took in my head that I decided not to get into at all. One thing that I will sort of throw out on the radio that I did not write is I do think it's relevant who is actually negotiating this from the Grizzlies' perspective, which is, you know, someone we both know, a lot of the listeners know, he's been on the show before, which is Jason Wexler, who's the president of business operations for the Grizzlies. Jason is not your typical head of business ops for an NBA team in a couple of ways. One is that his background is in literally downtown Memphis development, right? It's in city development. That is his background before he became business ops with the Grizzlies, which puts him in an interesting position in terms of negotiating this stuff. That's not just about the building, but about the other stuff. The other thing is his roots in Memphis predate the Memphis Grizzlies. And so I think A, he cares about the city, and B, I think if the team didn't care about the city, they wouldn't have him be the guy who's negotiating the deal and him in that job. Now, ultimately, his job is to get the best deal for the Memphis Grizzlies and to get the best outcome for the Memphis Grizzlies, right? And so, you know, I don't want to go too far down that road, but I do think it is probably good that he is the one on the Grizzly side of this on the negotiation.
Yeah, I agree with that. His heart and money, let's be honest, his skin is in the city of Memphis, so I 100% agree with that. All this, by the way, takes place against the backdrop of the NBA pondering expansion, putting a pause on expansion. And so there's this thought, particularly there's an overwhelming thought that Seattle deserves a market. I mean, a team, a franchise. And so I haven't listened to it, but people have told me about this Bill Simmons podcast where this very topic came up. What was said on that podcast?
So the first thing, and this is sort of, these are parallel stories. These stories don't intersect, but it's part of the context. And it reached the point where to not acknowledge this stuff out there that is out there publicly is to play dumb. And I'm just not willing to play dumb with the reader. The first thing wasn't really the Simmons-Zach Lowe podcast. It was a story in the Athletic like a week earlier, which I think partly prompted a discussion on the Simmons-Zach Lowe podcast because Bill Simmons is referenced in the story. But there's a story in The Athletic that was a preview story of the NBA Board of Governors meeting. And in the second paragraph of this story, it has the phrase, talking about Seattle, it has the phrase expansion or and this is like, or relocation, or a franchise relocated, or whatever. And then it literally goes another 2,000 words and doesn't bring that up again, which I found to be almost preposterous that you would float something that provocative and then just like pretend like it's not there in the lead to your story. But that's the first time I've seen anyone anywhere talk about the idea that relocation is something that is being talked about within the NBA circles. And so Zach Lowe and Bill Simmons followed up on that pod by just really getting into it. And Zach Lowe had just come from the NBA Summer League and has deep sourcing with NBA executives across the league. Bill Simmons has deep sourcing with rich people, you know, and seems to know a lot about ownership level stuff in pro sport.
Uh-huh.
And they both basically said, like, this was a topic. It started out by Bill Simmons saying, what's the topic? What was the big topic of discussion in Las Vegas that people aren't talking about publicly? And it was this, right? It was about expansion relocation, and it was specifically about the New Orleans Pelicans. And Bill Simmons just flat out said, like, I'm hearing lots of chatter about the possibility.
Chris has disappeared.
Yes, he has disappeared. We'll get him back on the line.
We will endeavor to get Chris back on the line. Again, you can read his mailbag at the Daily Memphian. Got to be a subscriber, I think. I think it's premium. But I would urge you to be a subscriber to the Daily Memphian. A lot of people don't know that it is a nonprofit. So literally, you know, no one's making there's no big corporation that's trying to make a profit off the Daily Memphian. Literally, the subscriptions and stuff only pays for about 2/3 of the cost of the Daily Memphian. So yeah, subscribe so you can read Chris's mailbag. Anyway, so Chris, we got to.
Tell me where we got cut off.
Tell me the thing that people are talking about that we aren't aware that they're talking about at the league meetings.
Yeah, and it was broadly the subject of expansion and relocation, and it was specifically the subject of the New Orleans Pelicans as a franchise people are concerned about. Again, this is not me. This is the conversation on this podcast you can go listen to. And Simmons sort of got loose on it and basically said, you know, he's hearing chatter about the Pelicans as a potential relocation candidate. And when he threw it to Zach Lowe was much more circumspect, predictably. But Lowe basically said that's the only franchise he's heard talked about in that context. And so, but I made the point that, like, if that specter is out there generally, like, there are lots of franchises that fans of those franchises can look at it and say, eh, I don't like the sound of that, you know, even if New Orleans is the only team that's actually been implicated.
Well, the other one that people talk about is Portland because it's for sale,
right?
And it's in the same neighborhood, right? You know, like you could justify it. The problem with New Orleans is that it's owned by the Benson family, and the Benson family, of course, is the same family.
That's not a problem from the perspective of Pelicans fans.
No, right.
But I see what you're saying.
The problem, if you are a Memphis fan that wants the slowest, weakest deer to be. That's going to be hauled down and hauled is it to be New Orleans. They're owned by a New Orleans family, which makes them less likely to move, even though they are the weakest franchise, I think. Don't you think, Clay, Chris?
No, I agree. But I want to be careful about the way we talk about this, because, again, the Grizzlies have never been mentioned. These are parallel stories, not intersecting stories.
Correct.
Grizzlies have not been mentioned in this context by anyone. And the other thing is, like, teams only relocate if people want to relocate them, and the Grizzlies have never given any indication they're interested in that. But I think the context of that from a league standpoint, in the context of a lease discussion, you can't just pretend it doesn't exist. But I don't want to be alarmist about it.
Right.
There's zero indication that the Grizzlies are connected to that speculation. Right. There's none of that anywhere to this point.
It's natural to be worried about it when you come to the end of a lease and you're in a small market, as you pointed out. And the other thing that's nice is that it does appear that whatever this is all about, the interest of the Grizzlies and the interest of the city in making it a better, more vibrant place seem to align there. And in fact, the Grizzlies have been pretty invested in actually making that happen. You know, they're not just sitting back and asking, you know, Jason Wexler certainly has. So, all right. That was, you can read Chris's actual words that he wrote on that topic in the mailbag, as well as other matters. And we'll get to just a few of them here before we let you go. One was KCP. Someone asked, was the idea to have him playing for the Grizzlies or to have him shopped to get a better version going forward? Your thoughts?
Well, I think they like the idea of him on the floor and in the locker room and as part of their team, but they're very aware that contract, which is, you know, it's player option for year two, which he'll probably take, so considered a 2-year deal, that is a contract that could be very useful in potential trades if the right trade emerges. And so I think he's a member of your team until he's not. It's sort of that kind of thing. I don't think they're looking to move him actively. But I think, you know, would it be at all surprising if he is moved before that 2-year contract term ends? Not at all. So I think the plan is for Kentavious Caldwell Pope to be a part of the team. I think he will be to start the season. But I think, you know, that contract is there to be moved if the right deal pops up in which that contract can help a deal happen. And I think everyone's aware of that.
How good is he, and how's he going to fit next to Ja?
It's an open question. He was, the sense is that he had a bad season last year. He really had a bad 3-point shooting season. And sometimes we just put too much emphasis on that. Like, it's like, oh, he shot 34% from three. He was bad last season. The year before, he shot 40% from three. He was good, as if that tells you the totality of a basketball player. By all indications, he was good in everything except for his 3-point shooting dipped. He's a career 38-39% 3-point shooter before last season. That was one season, and it was also on a new team that is known to have poor shooting, and there's like team issues there in terms of spacing and in terms of, you know, didn't really have a point guard and all this other stuff. And so was the shooting dip just part random and part context oriented in terms of the team, or was it because, you know, he's now into his 30s and it's a natural decline? That's the question. I think there's a decent chance that he bounces back and he becomes the player in Memphis that he was in Denver, which is he was a good defensive player last year, a really good defensive player who can play in a team context and knock down threes and be a really good role player, you know, in your rotation. I think that's a very realistic hope for him this year.
And what was the lightly reported trade rumor involving Anthony Simons, the Celtics?
There was something that came out, and it may have even filtered up to, like, I don't want to name a name, but it wasn't like Shams or whatever, but I think someone real may have thrown it out there. But apparently there was some discussion between the Grizzlies and the Celtics over some kind of Kentavious Caldwell-Pope Anthony Simons thing. The thing about that, if one team calls another and says, would you be interested in X, and the other team says no, you can accurately report that as a trade discussion, right?
Right.
And so my speculation is that that's kind of what happened. It's like, I think the second the Celtics, even more, much more so than Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, the second the Celtics acquired Anthony Simons, they were probably looking around to trade him again, because that was strictly a financial move there, whereas the Grizzlies thing was about the draft picks, and then you get this player kind of thing. So I suspect the Celtics called and said, hey, we'll give you Simons for Kentavious Caldwell-Pope and a couple draft picks, and the Grizzlies said, no thanks. And then it becomes a trade discussion between the Grizzlies and Celtics. That would be my speculation.
All right. Mailbag's up at the Daily Memphian. We'll talk more about it tomorrow. Thank you, Chris. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian. Well, it's Chili Dog Day, and we've talked about chili dogs throughout the 2 hours. What do you think about the whole hot dogs are disgusting? You can't possibly eat a hot dog in America. Like, you just know. You know that there's not good stuff in that hot dog. Even if it's not disgusting stuff, it's filler, it's not good, it's not good for you stuff. Does that ever dissuade you from eating a hot dog?
Not particularly, no.
Has no role in me not eating. I'll be honest about it. Like, would I not eat a Costco hot dog?
Come on. They're fantastic. That sounds like, if someone actually said that, that person's never had a Costco dog.
But I don't think Chris would eat it. And I do understand it. Like, the idea that you're like, I don't trust this stuff anymore. I've reached a stage in my life where I'm not just, and I'm only going to eat.
Now, I will say, like, I prefer a sausage or a brat. Sure.
Yeah, but it was not a question. You're not going to turn down a hot dog.
I'm not going to turn down a hot dog. Like a good Nathan's? Come on.
All right. We have, normally on Thursdays, we play Right Than Right Trivia. Kevin Cerrito joins the show. We play Right Than Right Trivia. And sadly, today we are without Jeffrey Wright. But George is here. And I was wondering, are we going to have to not have Right Than Right Trivia? But George has agreed to step up, put his reputation on the line. Now, he does host trivia for Kevin Cerrito. So where do you do it?
I host trivia at Dan McGinnis in South Haven.
So
coming out, it's tonight.
He, in some ways, he's deeply experienced with trivia, but says that he's weak. So this is your chance. The phone number is 445-0929, 445-0929. What caller do you want to take, George? I'll let you pick.
Let's go with caller number two.
Caller number two, you either have to be better than George or play honorably, and what are people going to get as a fabulous prize?
They will earn two Friday passes to the FedEx St. Jude Championship at TPC Southwind.
How about that? That's next week. All right, we'll take a break. We'll take caller number two, 445-0929. Here's your chance to get Nacho win on Right Than Ruggiero. It's the Jeff Calkins Show, back in a moment, 92.9 FM ESPN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
All right, back on the Jeff Calkins Show. Before we get to writer than Ruggiero trivia, we did have we got some trade deadline news, don't we? Don't we, George? What do we got going? What's percolating?
We have some massive Major League Baseball trade deadline news. We have Mason Miller, one of the best closers in the game, and J.P. Sears traded from the Athletics to the San Diego Padres.
Padres going
for the number three prospect in all of baseball on top of a couple pitchers.
That is just massive.
Huge.
And honestly, if you're the A's, you don't care what you're doing this year. You know, if you can get the number three prospect in all of baseball, and for the Padres, you're saying, F you, I'm going for it, right? Like in the end, it's funny because the reactions you see to that. I was looking at Jeff Passan's feed over at X, and it's other fan bases who are just livid. You know, F Brian Cashman, Rangers, F and wake up, F you. What, you know, like it's everyone else is furious at what the Padres were able to accomplish, but at no small price. So. A big deal there on trade deadline day. All right. It is Writer Than Ruggiero Trivia. We're joined by Kevin Cerrito, who's doing busy. He's doing a lot of radio this week as well. Kevin, I would tell you this. I was worried that I didn't see how you could play Writer Than Right Trivia without the right. But here steps right. George, and so now we got Writer Than Ruggiero Trivia.
I believe in the history of the segment. One other time, we did a celebrity edition one week that Jeffrey was out. We had Chelsea Chandler on. I think that's the only other time we've had a different competitor in this slot. And George is a great candidate for it. Yes, he does host trivia for me all around town. Every Thursday, he's at Dan McGinnis in South Haven. He also hosts Music Bingo. But, you know, he's just because he's very, very talented at hosting doesn't mean he's very talented at answering questions.
And that's
we'll find out. Asking is different than answering, and
very
we'll see how he does. But Right. But yeah, shout out to George and the entire team of hosts. People always ask me, how do you do it? How do you have so many? Like tonight we have, I don't know how many events we had tonight. We got quite a few, including Harry Potter trivia because it is his birthday today. But we've got a great team of hosts. So many of them that you hear here on 92.9 ESPN. Connor Dunning is at Hampline every Thursday. Anthony Sane is hosting Music Bingo almost every night of the week somewhere. We've got pro wrestler Andy Mack host trivia, the funniest person in Memphis. She was voted the funniest person in Memphis multiple years while it was a category for the Memphis Flyer. Katrina Coleman, she hosts Music Bingo as well. She'll be out down at Laughlin Yard tonight in downtown Memphis. So we got a great team of hosts. If you don't see me, you'll see somebody who is gonna get you some entertainment and some fun. So tonight, go to SerenaEntertainment.com to find out where you can play this evening. But right now, we're playing a very special edition of Writer Than Write Trivia. So let's go.
All right. We have a contestant, George?
We do have a contestant. Welcome to the show, Mr. Williams.
Mr. Williams?
Brandon.
Brandon Williams. Brandon,
I wanted to be respectful.
There you go. Brandon, welcome to the show. I like your chances. At least George tells me I should like your chances. Best of luck. I'm going to turn things over to Kevin Cerrito. Here we go.
All right. Yeah, I love the prize today. All month long, we've been giving away tickets to the golf tournament, which is next week. Kids get in free. But adults, of course, you need a ticket. You can win one right here, Brandon, on the show. It is time to play Writer Than Rajiro trivia. All right, your job is to get more right. You got to get more right than George in order to officially win. Of course, you just got to play fair. That's part of the rules. I'm going to give you a choice of two categories, Brandon. Whichever one you do not choose will automatically go to George. And you can steal from him one time, and he can steal from you one time. You ready for this?
Yep.
All right, categories to start this morning. We have Berlin or London?
They go London.
London. Before it became a global chain, what started as a standalone restaurant in London over 50 years ago, filled with a bunch of music memorabilia?
Say it again?
Before it became a global chain. What restaurant started as a standalone in London, filled with all sorts of music memorabilia?
Oh my gosh.
A bar restaurant.
In London.
Yeah. They used to have one in Memphis.
They used to have
the
one in Memphis.
Coming out here, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to help.
Jeffrey
would be furious if I were doing this, by the way. He'd be over there fuming that
I'm
was
just trying to think if
clothes.
I know the answer.
Yeah. Brandon, you got a guess?
We used to have one in Memphis.
Yep. I'm right, Kevin. Am I not right? Did we not used to have one in Memphis?
Yeah, you're on it. You know the answer. For
very
sure.
Rarely it's true, but I like to let people know when I do.
I don't know.
I think you know the answer.
He got it. He got it. Hard
he
Rock.
Got it. He got it.
Look at that. Right at it. Jeffrey would be so mad.
That is what I was thinking.
He would be furious.
I know.
I'm helping him, and then he gets it at the last second. Oh, Jeffrey would be so mad about this. Anyway, all right. It's 1-0. Over to George.
I mean, it could have been Cheesecake Factory, right? I mean, I don't know. Maybe.
I didn't think cheesecake was a musical instrument.
Jeffrey would be so mad. I apologize to George for that. Go ahead.
Berlin for you, George. Who was president of the United States when the Berlin Wall finally fell?
Berlin Wall was, was that Reagan?
That is incorrect. Do you want to steal, Brandon?
Really?
Nope.
He does not want to steal. He definitely does not want to steal. He's going to sit on his lead. All right, so you're going to have to tell them.
It fell in November of 1989, so it was George H.W. Bush.
George Herbert Walker Bush. All right, 1-0.
Yes.
1-0. Back to Brandon.
Video games or music videos?
Video games.
All right, video games. What are you trying to collect in the video game Mario Party?
I want to say coins, but
You have to tell me what you're. You have to be definitive. Are you saying coins, or you just want to say coins?
I'm gonna say coins.
He wants to say coins, and he did say coins. Is that the answer?
Yeah, it's coins. I mean, that's always a great guess, but it is incorrect.
Incorrect.
George, do you play Mario?
I would like
Mario
to
Party?
Steal.
He's stealing.
Oh,
you're collecting stars.
You do collect stars in Mario Party. That is correct.
Ties it up. All right. And he's got control of the board.
George, you get music videos. What singer made a music video where she was the game piece in a Candyland-like game that was played by Snoop Dogg?
Oh. Huh.
So it was a music video where she was the game piece in a Candyland-like game
the O
that was
sounded
played
hopeful.
By Snoop Dogg.
Like you're like, oh, I thought you might know.
No.
But then you went to, huh. And then a huh didn't sound optimistic at all.
Random shot in the dark. Complete, absolute shot
in the dark. Yeah, there's no reason
not
to take a shot in the dark.
Let's go with Missy Elliott.
That is incorrect. Brandon, do you want to steal?
Brandon, you want to steal?
Katy Perry?
Katy Perry is correct.
Look at that. No help from me there. 2-1. All right, back to Brandon.
California girls. George, Katy Perry is like the number one Ole Miss fan, right? You should know this with your connection there to Oxford. There's nobody who's a bigger fan. Of course, she does prefer corn dogs over chili dogs. But anyway, we'll keep going. Money or medicine, Brandon?
Money.
Money. As it relates to the type of increasingly popular type of short-term loans, what does BNPL stand for? So if you're getting a short-term loan and it's BNPL, what does that stand for?
Buy now, pay later.
That is correct. Buy now, pay later.
Like this. Right. He's building a little bit of a lead on you, George. 3-1.
He is, absolutely.
3-1.
George, you get medicine.
Oh boy.
An LPN is a type of nurse. What does the P stand for? An LPN.
LPN. Pediatric?
That's incorrect. That's Brandon, you can steal again.
Yeah, didn't he get Katy Perry?
Oh, he did.
He stole. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah, that's right. He did. So he has stolen. The steals are gone. Yeah, we're not. Yeah.
No more steals.
Jeffrey. What would Jeffrey do if we offered an additional steal? Okay.
He'd freak out.
No. It's practical. The P is for practical.
All right. 3-1.
License, price, practical nurse. License,
all right. And
practical.
Then now to our final round of regulation. It's 3-1. Over to Brandon.
We've got hair bands or Harry Potter. It is Harry Potter's birthday today. We are playing Harry Potter trivia at Evergreen Grill and out at the Huey's, close to where the golf tournament takes place there on Winchester. Hair bands or Harry Potter?
I don't know nothing about Harry Potter, so hair bands.
All right. John 5, Nikki 6, and Tommy Lee are members of what hair band?
Crap. I don't know. Nirvana. I don't know.
That's incorrect. The answer we're looking for is Motley Crue.
You already stole?
I already stole the Mario Party.
Yeah, he stole it. Okay. He got the stars. Yeah, the steals are gone. Motley Crue is the correct answer. Motley Crue.
All right.
Famous guys there. Harry Potter for you, George. Well, guess we prepared for Harry Potter. Here's a little inside. We're preparing for Harry Potter trivia tonight. I text George.
I have not
been a fan of Harry Potter. he said he's not a Harry Potter guy.
I read
he's
the book back
with
in
Harry
the day.
Potter.
Yeah, familiar, I think is the best way to put it.
Yeah, you're not immersed.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, okay.
Not quite.
What does the J stand for in Harry Potter author J.K. Rowling's last name?
The J is in her first name. The J isn't in her
first name. And her name, and her full name. Yeah,
I can spell Rowling for you. There's no Jane Rowling.
I'm just jumping around.
It's a silent J. It's a silent J in there.
Sorry, in the J.K.
Right.
I was just J.K. I was just kidding.
It's the J. What's the J stand for?
What's the J in the J.K.? What does it stand?
Let's go with Jane. No idea.
No, it is Joanne. Joanne, and we're into the end.
Well, we're into 3-1 is the score. Brandon has a lead. This is not at all like how Right in the Right trivia usually goes.
Normally it's settled by this point. Yeah.
I also came to Brandon's assistance, but he'd be beating anyway.
That's true.
Like that's only one of his 3 points. So let me see how many you want to wager your single point.
Of course,
George. How many points you want to wager, Brandon?
One.
One. Okay. Here we go.
Right, he's trying to hold on to the lead.
You got to win to win. You got to beat the champion. A tie goes to George. So here we go.
The final category is Adam Sandler movies. Adam Sandler movies, where's Happy Gilmore 2, taking the nation by storm. But everybody's debating, how bad is it? But anyway, do you want question A or B, Brandon?
A.
A, all right. Here's your Adam Sandler movie question. O'Doyle's rule is a recurring catchphrase in which Adam Sandler movie? O'Doyle's rule.
Happy Gilmore.
That is incorrect.
Now he's down to two.
So he falls down a point.
He's down to two, and tie goes to George. That's the way it works here. And he's got 1 point. He can tie it up and therefore prevail with the correct answer here.
George could tie it. Wow, it'd be an amazing comeback, honestly, for today.
And
Billy Madison
ties a win.
Billy Madison was the answer to that question. Here's your question, George. John Stewart played the roommate of Adam Sandler's character in what film?
It's so different when the guy across from me doesn't know every answer.
It's a whole different refreshing.
The game is a whole different tempo. It's very refreshing. Yes, I wouldn't know the answer.
Me neither.
To be clear,
Shot in the Dark again. Let's go with Click.
Click. Pretty sure he was a family man by the time Click in that movie. But we're looking for Big Daddy. Big Daddy.
Brandon wins. Woo! Do you have his information? Congratulations, Brandon. Do you have his information, George?
I do.
All right. Congratulations. Someone's walking off with a title here. That's great. Thank you. Kevin, we're out of people. Figure out where you and your legions of hosts will be.
Well, you'll be able to find Brandon at the golf tournament next Friday. We'll be all over Memphis tonight playing music bingo, general knowledge trivia, and Harry Potter trivia. So you want to find out where, you go to StoryEntertainment.com, check the entire schedule, and you're guaranteed to hear at least one of these questions at every trivia night you go to here over the next week or so. So you have a huge advantage for being a loyal listener to the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
All right, we got to take a break. Back in a moment, Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 ESPN. Well, George, I thought that was an effort. It was an effort. You did it. Like, you did put your you volunteered yourself.
I attempted. You know? I
did
think I made
for the people, and
a
so
solid
that was
attempt.
Good. But you made an attempt.
I made an
attempt. Yeah, you did make an attempt. We gave away the prize, and someone
and
was
that
able
was
to,
the goal.
Someone was able to go away happy.
Exactly.
So that's good too. Here on National Chili Dog Day, National Avocado Day, National Trade Deadline Day.
Does that though not just show how good of a host I am?
Oh, it does.
I want to make sure I send out people happy.
And you're going to be here for The next 5 hours. We did have, during the course of the show, we had, there was the big news, Mason Miller and J.P. Sears traded from the A's to the Padres. Massive deal there as the Padres going for it. For the new number three prospect in all of baseball is going back to the A's, plus a couple of pitchers, I believe. Is that right? Is that
yeah,
that's what the deal
right.
was?
Passan.
So that was a massive deal.
Everything.
Shane Bieber to that was earlier to the Jays, of course, as he comes back from injury. And we shall see what else. Do you like if your team's a buyer?
No, we are absolutely.
No, do you like it when your team is a buyer? Do you want to be a buyer? It would pain me. What's interesting is, if I were the Padres fans,
they're always buyers. It feels like
they are. Like the thing they know is they're always taking their swings. Like and I do think
you have to respect that.
You do have to respect that. Giving away a prospect who could turn into, like when John Smoltz was traded from Detroit to the Braves, you know, for who went the other way. I forgot who went the other way, but it was, you know, rental pitcher deadline. Was it, I don't know, Doyle Alexander? I don't know who it was, but was not John Smoltz, right? Was not John Smoltz. And so it's always dangerous when you are trading prospects, but we will see how that goes. And then tonight, we have an actual football game where we expect to see maybe Hendon Hooker, the Lions versus the Chargers, the Hall of Fame game. Are you going to watch any? I will.
If it's on at the bar, where I'm doing trivia.
Oh, you're doing
Don't forget. Yes, of course. So come on out. It might be on the TV at Dan McGinnis in South Haven. Come on down. It's a good
what
time.
What else is coming up here on 92.9?
All right, next with myself and John Martin, we've got Drew Hill at 11:25, Dan Wolkin coming on the show at 12:25, Bennett Doyle at 1:25, Eric Hasseltine joining myself and Kevin Cerrito. And Jeff, are you on the air this afternoon with Gabe?
I guess I will be. I usually
am. I suppose you will be.
5 o'clock, so I expect to be, yes. All right, we got to get out of here. We'll be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening. Our work is done.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.